It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 16. We're going to begin reading with the first verse and read down through the 11th verse of the 16th chapter of John. So please open your Bibles to John chapter 16, and we'll begin reading there in just a few moments. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today to study the precious Word. Now we're going to begin reading John chapter 16, verse 1. "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. These things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." Let's begin with a word of prayer after the reading of the precious Word. Father, we thank you today that we can come. It's such a joy to study the precious Word. I thank you for these folks that have tuned in to listen today. Please, that you will have their ears to hear, their hearts prepared, and as their eyes opened, as they have read the Word along with me, please, Lord, that you will show each one of us your perfect way and perfect will for our lives. We know, first of all, Lord, that we must come to you as our Savior and trust you as our Savior. Please, Lord, that we have everyone that's listening, that they will believe in their heart. Please, Lord, help us to understand the need to come by faith to you and be saved. It's a joy to study the precious Word, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity. Not only bring those that are lost to you, but also grow us that are saved, that we'll be closer to you, that we will listen to your will and way, and follow after you. Thank you, dear Lord, for this sweet time together now, and please guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended." Now, we talked last time we were together, offended. And if you look to that, it says enticed to sin. You know, as we begin to walk with the Lord Jesus, after you've been saved and the trials and the temptations of the world comes and people come and we'll make fun. Probably the most common statement when someone begins to walk after the Lord Jesus and stand and walk separated and study their Word and begin to witness and share the gospel with those friends, those lost folks that are around him, why they say it won't last. You know, he's quit drinking, he's quit smoking, and he's stopped those things. It won't last. It won't last at all. And you begin to listen to so many things that the world has to say, and we need to stop listening to the world and listen to the Word of God and to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit teaches us. These disciples, these apostles, they were going to be in for quite a time here, and they didn't realize what they were in for, because the Lord Jesus is going to go to the cross, going to go through a fake judgment in the judgment hall, and then will be beaten, spit upon, and then he will be taken out, hung upon a cross, and they will watch him die there. Now, these experiences, these things, these people are not ready for. They don't realize what's coming. And the scripture says here, these things have I spoken to you, that ye should not be offended. And not only for the next few days, but for the next few years, the years of your life, please, that you walk after the Lord Jesus. And again, the word offended here is enticed to sin, and it's a snare, entrap, trip up, or stumble. We must forsake all and follow the Lord Jesus, and don't be worried about what they have to say about us. And so don't be so concerned about that, because that'll slow our growth down. Again, we must take up our cross daily, and we can enjoy looking at this scripture verse in Luke 9:23, and we're there last time we were together, but a couple of these verses are very important that we look at once again. And so if we turn to Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Follow me. And it says daily. We need to recognize our weakness and God's power. And every day we need to call upon Him and follow His will and follow His way, even though it's contrary to the Word of God. Please understand that what the Lord Jesus is going through, we've been through many scripture verses in the past few times that we've been together, concerning, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. The scripture tells us, see, the Lord Jesus' presence is exposing the sin that they have, this light coming into darkness, and they don't like that. They like it in the deep and in the dark. They don't want this light to shine, because it exposes them. They don't like that. And so they desire to be away from it. Well, if you've come to the Lord Jesus Christ and have been saved, and you begin to study the Word of God, enjoy the Word of God, you affect them the same way, because you have Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, inside you. And as you begin to walk through this life, you will find that people will react the same way. And they should, because if they hated the Lord Jesus, they're going to hate you. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you, the 18th verse of chapter 15 tells us. And so if you still have that great desire that everybody loves you, and you're going to keep your mouth shut, you're not going to share the gospel with them, you're not going to tell them how to be saved, because you're beginning to offend people, well, understand the Lord Jesus Christ spoke the truth with all the love that He had, which is all love. He is love. He has given us that love, that level of love, that we too can share that gospel. But we will offend people when we do it. And so understand that when we begin to walk after the Lord Jesus, that there will be people that will love us because they too will surrender and come to Jesus, and there will be people that will hate us because they love darkness rather than light. And Jesus never said that it would be easy to be a Christian. And so please, walk after the Lord Jesus. Separate yourself from this world. Now, that doesn't mean, you go off alone somewhere and live out there like a hermit all of your life and then die and that's it. No, we are in this world, but we're not a part of it. There's a difference. And so as we walk through the Lord Jesus, walk through this life with the Lord Jesus, understand that we need to follow His will and way, and that will be contrary to the world, and so the world is going to hate us. It hated Jesus, it's going to hate you. And so be prepared for that. Now, if you know somebody that confesses to be a Christian and they still listen to the filthy jokes and their life really hasn't changed and all those things, I'm not going to say whether they're a believer or not, but I am saying that they're not following the Word of God. They're not separating themselves from the world. They're right in the world, and they're a part of the world. Please, we need to separate ourselves. We need to be a witness to this world, but don't we don't have to listen to those dirty jokes. We don't have to be a part of the things of this world, even though we are still here, because we're in Christ Jesus. The church today, the professing church today has really slipped. It has really left the position. Most people today that attend church, they can go any place in this world, whether it be on the gambling boat or into a tavern or wherever they want to go, and they can use the same language that they use right after church or right before church. Maybe they've got enough guts that they don't use that during church, but the language and the talk that goes on, that should not be in a Christian's life. We should walk close to the Lord Jesus. This old dark world surrounds us, and but we're not a part of this world. We have been taken from this world, and we have been set apart in the Lord Jesus. He's given us all the strength we need to walk each day, but we must follow after Him. Last time we were together, we made some mention that, folks have left the King James. They have went to other versions of the Bible, and please that you understand it's so important to stay with the King James. The authors of many of these other books have changed the gospel. They have taken the free will of man away to come to Jesus Christ. They also claim very clearly that you are not to that the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus is not the only way to be saved. Now that's contrary to the Word of God. Now, you're saying I'm reading that, but it's true. It's very true. So you need to be understand what has happened. They have made some things easier to read, but what they've done in doing that, they have taken away the very foundation of the Word, and you don't even know it. And the NIV is one that's done that. Now, please, there are others. That's one of them. Please understand the need to stay in the truth, the Word of God. Stay with the King James. It's easy to understand. It's clear. It's pure. It's the Word of God. Please stay with it and follow after. It's not going to be long when you begin to change to these other Bibles that then the Christian rock isn't a big problem. We need to do that to bring people in. Well, yes, you do, because you see, you've lost the power of God. And when the power of God is gone, you have to have other activities to bring people. We preach the Word. You love the Word or you hate the Word. You come back because you love the Word, or you hate the Word, you hate the Word, you never come back. That's your choice. That's your free will, and that's what the Word of God tells us. It's a decision that you need to make. But we are not bringing in those other activities, trying to replace and motivate people, expose the gospel to somebody by bringing in the world. You never do that. You expose the sin in your life by preaching the Word of God, and that's the only way. And in the other ways are just taking the power of God away. Understand that you're going to have enemies. You're going to make enemies when you preach the truth. And so be prepared, be aware. Again, the Lord Jesus, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Can't be any clearer than that, can it? And yet people today desire to compromise so much so that everybody gets along. Can't do that, my friend. We can't do that because that's contrary to the Word of God. Stop entertaining and begin to teach the Word of God. That's what I'm going to ask you to do. Stop entertaining and begin to preach and teach the Word of God. Jesus told these disciples ahead of time because He knew what was coming. And we find that one step that was coming very quickly is verse 2, "They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service." You see, as I preach the truth, there are religious people, church people, so-called Christians. There's going to be a time when, as I preach the truth, and this has happened as we've been on the radio for many years now, folks have written to me, and when I tell you to leave your church, if the gospel is not presented, if the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus isn't presented, get out. Get saved, come by faith to Jesus Christ, and then find you a Bible-preaching, soul-winning church that you can grow in and enjoy the presence and the power of God, a place of peace and joy and fellowship, and that's what's going to come in your life if you'll surrender unto the Lord Jesus and come into such a local church. It's very important that you do that. Well, what happens, people don't like that, and they'll write me a note and say, Larry, don't you ever tell me that you should leave your home church, your local church, all your family's there. Well, maybe you should be, maybe you shouldn't be there, depending on whether the truth is preached. I'm still going to tell you, get out. Here, they were put out of the synagogue, the church of that day, they were put out of because they come by faith to Jesus Christ. Why do you think that today is going to be any different? You're going to be put out of your family church when you come by faith to Jesus Christ, confess Him, and as the Spirit begins to teach you the present, the sweet Word of God, you're going to find it to be contrary to what that church is teaching many times. Many times you're going to find that it's contrary. And when you stand for the Word of God, they're not going to like that. And when you stand for Jesus Christ and Him alone for salvation and not by works, you're going to find yourself on the outside. They found themselves excommunicated from the synagogue. They were thrown. They shall put you out of the synagogue. They're going to do that. Be prepared for that. All this the Lord Jesus is teaching these people because it's coming. And not only will it help it happen to them, but it's going to happen to every believer that's come by faith to Jesus Christ. The same thing has taken place. It's just going to happen. It's going to come. So please understand, I have been excommunicated from a church. That's what happened when I come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and when I confessed Him as my Savior, I began to grow, and I began to question what that church was teaching. And when we found out that baptism brings salvation into the heart, that's a lie, that's contrary to the Word of God, that the Lord's Supper, communion, whichever you want to call it, that brings forgiveness of sins when you take it, that too is contrary to the Word of God. Those things the Holy Spirit taught me. Now, is that information, is that teaching that you have, and I'm saying that it's wrong? Yes, I am, because it's contrary to the Word of God. Now, God loves you so much that He died on the cross of Calvary that you can live. He is offering you salvation. Please come, and that same teacher, the Comforter, will come into your heart and begin to teach you the truth. The reason you don't know the truth today is because you don't know the Father. You don't know the Father because you haven't come to the Son, the Lord Jesus. You believe it. You say, I understand it, but you've never turned your life to Jesus Christ. You've never said, please, Jesus, forgive me of my sin and save me. You must do that. Please, if you truly stand for Christ, it will cost you. Understand, it will cost you. As we look on to the third verse, these things they will, well, and again, the end of verse 2 even, whosoever killeth you, think that they doeth God service. It's going to get so far that even the people in the synagogue, the people in the church today, will come against the true believer, the one that stands for the Word of God, and desire to put them to death, and even will put them to death. And it will, they will believe that they are doing God a favor. Now, that's exactly what happened with Paul. Paul went after the Christians. He was a Jew of Jews. And as he would have the power and the authority to go after people that had confessed Jesus Christ their Savior, and he would capture them, he would imprison them, and he would put them to death. He held the coat of Stephen when he was stoned to death. Paul, Saul at the time was his name, gave the okay to have Stephen put to death. That's how far things can go, and that was 2,000 years ago, and that same time is common in many countries, and I'm afraid is going to come into this country, know it will, at some point in time. People are getting so far away from the truth that when someone stands for the truth, preaches the truth, that light shines upon them, they hate it. They hate the light that they see because it exposes them. A believer can do that to a lost person by the power and strength of God. It's important that we come to the Lord Jesus. There will be consequences. These things they will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. They will not come to the Lord Jesus Christ. They have not known the Father, and they will not like the true believer, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's told of the Word of God. Verse 4, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. He's beginning to say he's going to be gone. He's leaving. The Lord always is preparing, training us. And understand that. Understand if you're going through a time of trial and tribulation, find out, go unto the Lord, see what He wants you to do, because He's training you, He's teaching you for something. So enjoy that training, even though it's a time of tribulation, a time possibly of trimming, as the branch is trimmed from the vine so that it produces more fruit, much fruit, as we looked at in the beginning of the 15th chapter. Find out and recognize that the Lord's doing a work and He's preparing you for something. And be a good student. Listen. Watch, that you will know what He wants for you. And maybe at the time that you're going through this time of tribulation, you will not recognize. There will be a time you will. Are you listening during this growing time? And again, back in the 15th chapter, the fourth verse tells us, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. We must follow after the Lord Jesus. We're also told in the sixth verse of chapter 15, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. You know, we come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We come by faith to Him. But if we lack and if we choose not to serve Him, not to walk after Him, there will be a time, and that time of judgment will come to the believer. And you will be tested by fire, but you'll be saved so as by fire. But all your works will be burned up, because you've done everything according to the world. You've allowed the world, and you were offended when the world spoke to you and said things to you, and it brought a time of unbelief to where you didn't walk after the Lord Jesus. You're a child of God. If you truly come by faith to Jesus Christ, you are saved. Saved eternally. Don't confuse that. Don't mix that up. People are afraid, boy, I'll let you just go do anything you want to do. No, you do not understand God at all, because God is in you, living within you. And you think you can go do whatever you want to do without that Holy Spirit convicting your heart, you're sadly mistaken. And you must not be a child of God, because if you don't trust in the Lord and know that He is going to convict your heart, and He is going to bring those trials and tribulations upon you if you continue to walk away from Him all the way to the end, to where He will take you home early, and it will be a matter of suffering loss when you stand before Him. Saved, yes. Suffer loss, yes, because you neglected to serve Him and to walk after Him, to praise and honor Him for what He has done for you. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are listening. We should be listening. We should be praising God for this time, a growing time. And please be ready. Prepare your hearts. We go on to verse 5. But now I go my way to Him that sent me. None of you asketh me, whither goest thou? Peter did. Peter made a request of where he was going. I'll go with you. But it wasn't a serious question. And that's the reason here he says that no one has asked, really and truly inquired of where I'm going. And so no one has really understood what's going to come to pass, is what he's saying. And so please listen very carefully, as much where I'm going, but what's going to come to pass, the trial, the crucifixion, and me leaving, and why and how and all those things. Many do not understand. Maybe you don't understand why that had to take place. The Lord Jesus Christ, it was the command of His Father. to follow this way. He did this way that he may save us and bring us to a place of light and of fellowship with God the Father once again because of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so nobody really understood. And verse 6, "But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart." Once again, they did not understand that the very reason that he come to earth was for him to die. The reason Jesus come to earth was to die, to pay the price. The wages of sin is death. Jesus come paid that debt. He paid that debt that we could live. The disciples, this overwhelmed them, this thought of him leaving. And instead of listening as the Lord Jesus was teaching him, and many times you'll hear something in church, something that's preached, and maybe it'll do the same thing. It'll kind of overtake you. It'll control you. You become consumed by it. Instead of enjoying each day, walking after the Lord Jesus, maybe it's something the preacher said and it convicted your heart and made you mad. Well, now you're set right up on that thing because that preacher isn't going to tell me that. Well, I don't know what the preacher said. But if the preacher quoted the Word of God and it touched your heart, that's not the preacher's problem, that's your problem, and we need to get right with the Lord that we may have this joy and this fellowship of walking each day. These disciples were overwhelmed. They were overtaken by this grief, this sorrow that Jesus was leaving them. Please, let's don't allow a situation to take us away from the fellowship of the Lord. He promised them, told them over and over again, the Comforter's coming. But you see, they didn't listen. The only thing they knew, Jesus was leaving. Now, it's sad that we allow that. We need to not look at the situation, not let it control us. We need to let the Lord Jesus Christ control us. We need to be fed by the Word, led by the Holy Spirit. That should be the life of a believer. And if something doesn't quite set with you, examine your own heart to see, have I got a problem in my heart as the reason that didn't? Or is that man that is preaching the Word or teaching the Word, is he going astray? Either way, the Holy Spirit's going to teach you, and prayerfully you can get right or pray that they will return to the truth. Either way, the result is taken care of because, again, Jesus Christ should control us, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God we should feed upon, and we should be led by the Holy Spirit. Don't let that experience, that bad experience, take away your joy and ruin your walk with the Lord Jesus. Don't let it happen. It's too important to walk each and every day and not let a day go by that we miss this opportunity in service unto the Lord. You know, as we enjoy this Scripture, we look to this Scripture, we need to realize here, again, it says that sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. This is verse 7. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And so as we come close to this this time here, it is better for you. It is better for you, again, because the whole purpose that Jesus come to earth, that he will die. That's the reason he come, to pay that price, to pay that debt. Another reason that we have is that God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. And as long as Jesus, when he took on this human body, he limited himself to that body. He could only be at one place at a time. And so it's important that as the Lord Jesus would return and send the Holy Spirit once again to indwell every believer, and then no longer is he confined to be just to one place at a time. Again, Jesus took on the body, and he restricted himself to that body. Remember that the sisters of Lazarus desired that he be there. If you'd have been here, well, he was someplace else. He could only be one place at a time. Now, the Holy Spirit comes and lives within every believer, shows us, teaches us of the Lord Jesus Christ, shows us the Father. Oh, wonderful ministry that the Holy Spirit has. Comforter, the Scripture tells us. And so it's better. It's better that the Lord Jesus Christ went home, because when he went home, then he sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And yes, to have God within us. What a joy it is to walk after the Lord Jesus. What a joy it is to know Jesus Christ as our Savior. Please, that you come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Trust in him today. Begin this walk today that you may know him and enjoy him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?